Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. A little warm, but it is a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And thank you for honoring me, listening in. I know this is a busy weekend or family weekend, and realize that a lot of you may be out with your families and so on. So if you have anything that you want to talk about, if you want to visit, be sure and call in. The number is here at KTSA, and it is 210-599-5555, and let's talk. We'll talk about oral health. We'll talk about oral health and systemic health connection. We'll talk about a variety of things. If you have a dental question that you've been trying to make a decision on, and something treatment has been proposed and you want to find out, get a verification or a different aspect of it, be sure and give me a call. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel, a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and we'll talk about it. And many other things that are about oral health and systemic health. As many of you have been listening to me, it's going on over 20 years, and we have also a podcast, free podcast. You can listen to that. We have a lot of interesting programs, over 9 years archived on that. Interesting people, subjects, and you can pull that up and download it and get some interesting information off of that. And then, of course, I have a website, sanantoniodentist.net. And so give me a call. If you have a question that you're just burning to get an answer about for a dental problem or an oral health problem, and let's talk about it. And the number is 210-599-5555. I'm giving you my phone number there for a minute. If you were listening last week, you heard me talk about four books that I was interested in, and there's this interesting theme that goes through these books, and it's starting to tie together cognitive decline and the oral health equation and also Alzheimer's. And some of these, one of the books is very strong, making a very strong statement. Excuse me, I'm just trying to reach a book. It's called The End of Alzheimer's, and it's by an MD by the name of Brandeson, and he's been studying this subject for 18 years, and he's out of UCLA originally, and a very interesting book. And all of these books talk about arresting or slowing down or stopping cognitive decline and arresting and stopping Alzheimer's and without pharmaceuticals. So this is an interesting take on this. And so I wanted to get to the synopsis of these books, and I haven't been able to do it. And we'll have more time probably in a month or two. And we'll bring you up to date, because this is such an important subject. I see so many of my patients have been with me for so long, and we see changes in their mental acuity and their health issues. And it's interesting that these four books, and there are many others that are on the same theme, they talk about these things in making possible corrections or interruptions of the deterioration of the brain without pharmaceuticals. So that's an interesting subject. Now, let me go to the calls here and talk to Jan. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Wonderful. How may I help you?
Well, I have on my bottom gum behind my teeth.
Yes.
A big mass of bone.
Yes.
What is that?
That's a healthy, healthy bone, and it's wonderful. If it's not bothering you in eating, that's the only thing to get rid of it. That's the only reason to get rid of it, is if you're scratching it all the time and eating foods, certain foods that you eat, and it's in the way. There's nothing wrong with that bone. It's very healthy. In fact, that's a good sign that you don't have osteoporosis or osteopenia, because that bone is just beautiful, beautiful bone, a great repository. Because here's the thing that happens with your skeleton, and that bone is part of your skeleton. It's considered part of your skeleton because it's part of your jaw. Your thyroid gland, or your parathyroid gland, is removing, secretes a hormone that removes calcium out of your skeleton. You have to have about 3% of your calcium in your skeleton, from your skeleton, in your bloodstream all the time. If you don't have calcium in your bloodstream, you're going to die or get in very, very sick. So then you have the thyroid gland, which is putting this calcium back into place. So it's always in a dynamic, and they estimate, I don't know what the estimate is now, maybe 7 months or something. I have to look and see what the thing is, what the data is, but you get a new skeleton every so many months. So that is just part of it, and that's part of your DNA, part of the structure. It's very healthy. If it bothers you, it can be easily removed, and that's the end of it. But there's no reason to remove it, because it's awfully, unless it is in the way of your eating or speaking. Sometimes I had one patient who, it was as big as a golf, literally the growth in that area was as big as a golf ball, literally as big as a golf ball. And she finally had it removed at I think she was in her 60s when she had it removed, and been there a long time, but she just accepted it as what it was, and she was a nurse. And so just a very large percentage of the patients have something like this. It's not unusual. We don't know. There are theories, all kinds of theories as to why this happens, but I don't think there's anything that's ever been, any money that's really been spent on time discovering or research discovering why that forms in the first place. It's thought to be a response to clenching, heavy clenching, that stimulates that bone growth, but I don't know that that is I don't know that that's an accepted theory, or it's been proven as such, because you can't prove anything like that. You just have to advance theories like that and so on. So, does that answer your question?
It does. I appreciate it. I was wondering what it was.
You got good bone.
You got
very good.
Yep.
Now, here's the one thing that you got to keep in mind that's a problem. Development like that, or bony growth, will develop a shelf around your teeth. And as such, with that shelf, you can't cleanse your teeth very well. So this is where you have to have your hygienist give you special instructions. And the best way to clean those surfaces is with a water pick and with an air flosser or a hydrofloss, because you can't get in. Sometimes these platform, or the bone creates a platform that's such an obstruction that you can't get in there to clean everything, and then you get into periodontal disease, and that's creating some other problems. So you need to have that carefully monitored by your hygienist and your dentist to make sure you're not getting any periodontal disease as a result of not being able to brush and floss in those areas. And that's the only caveat about the negative on that. It's very important, though, that you keep those areas, the teeth, clean, because of the accumulation of food and bacteria, which can result in lots of expensive dental work and loss of teeth and root canals and all kinds of stuff. Okay?
Exactly. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling. That's a great question. Okay. Anybody else have a question? Give me a call. The number is 210-599-5555. And you're listening to KTSA 550 AM and 107.1 FM. So if you have some thing that you'd like information on, be sure and give me a call. And started talking about lo and behold, in the newspaper, the Sunday paper, I looked at the front page, and there's a on the front page it says Docs seeing red over Blue Cross plan. It says insurer will crack down on visits to the emergency room. And the gist of the article is, and if you have to go to an emergency room, do you know, is it a heart attack? Could it be acute cardiac arrest? Could it be indigestion from something that you ate at dinner? That nagging chest pressure seems to be getting worse, and it's the middle of the night. So do you, A, go to the nearest emergency room? B, find an open urgent care clinic? C, take a Tums and wait until morning to see your doctor during office hours? Choose wisely, Texans, because the stakes are about to get a whole lot higher. Starting June 4th, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, the state's largest insurer, will step up its scrutiny of all out-of-network emergency room claims for patients who have health maintenance organization, HMO, plans. If after treatment, a company review finds patients could have reasonably gone elsewhere for care, it will pay zero. What that means, I don't know. That means, however, in their view, even insured patients potentially could be on the hook for thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills if they make the wrong choice. And that's something. As word of the new initiative seeped out, doctors across the state were swift in their outrage and accused Blue Cross and Blue Shield of forcing frightened patients to self-diagnose when they're at their most vulnerable. Guessing wrong, the doctors contend, could be deadly. And we've talked about that a lot. And, for instance, acute cardiac arrest, if it happens between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m., you have a 50% survival rate, according to the statistics. 50%. That is terrible odds if you have an acute cardiac arrest at night between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning. Now, if you have acute cardiac arrests between 6 and 9, you have a better chance of surviving. So the point that I'm getting to, however, is something that is that we really have to be more aware and conscious of taking care of ourselves. And one of the things that I want to talk about today, again, I'll get back to the four books that are talking about cognitive decline and Alzheimer's and stopping the same and reversing it. It's going to take a while before I get those or any other books that comes across my desk on those, because that's such an important subject and there's so much at stake, because when a person goes into Alzheimer's or cognitive decline, the costs really get serious. And it's such a difficult thing for whoever the person is that's taking care of those people. So one of the things I want to talk about, however, that's tied into this is something that's very interesting. And that is, those of you that have been listening to my show for many, many years know that Dr. Hoberman is, who's the co-inventor of Endomune. He came up with an advanced probiotic a long time ago, an adult probiotic and a children's probiotic. It's called Endomune. And he's talked about this so many times. I've had him on the show multiple times. And if you are watching the news or magazines or anything else, you're seeing that there's a great deal of advertisement pushing or not pushing, but selling probiotics. And the benefits as such. And now Dr. Hoberman has come out with a prebiotic. And the prebiotic and the probiotic make a difference. So what brought this up, and I brought this to the subject, is I was cruising through my phone and I saw this advertisement by a Dr. Gundry. He's an MD. He's he was chief of staff out at Loma Linda Medical School. He was a graduate out of Yale. He's done over, according to his CV, over 10,000 heart surgeries. And he's gotten into the field of selling a brand of probiotic and selling a brand of prebiotic and a bunch of other things. So he made a really interesting, informative presentation. His name is Gundry, G-U-N-D-R-Y, M-D, medical doctor. You can look him up. He has a lot of products now that he has for sale. But the thing that got me was the prebiotic. And, of course, Dr. Hoberman has been at the forefront of this whole field long time ago. And the Dr. Gundry had a wonderfully informative program on this, a video, and then he has YouTube spots, and it's amazing the amount of information that you can pick up out of that. But the thing that I want to get across is that you're going to see a lot. I mean, a lot. You're already starting to see a lot. Advertising, both print, both media of all different types, print in addition to print, YouTube and social media about probiotics and prebiotics. And Dr. Gundry points out some interesting things that we all know, but it just reinforces some of the things that we need to keep in mind, and that is that antibiotics are a real problem for the gut and the bacteria in the gut. And, in fact, one of the things that the Dental Journal, the latest issue of our Journal of the American Dental Association, was about, are dentists using too much antibiotic? Are we giving too much antibiotic? And, of course, one of the things that's being recognized is that, yes, antibiotics, when you have a full-blown serious infection that's really has a problem, your antibiotics are going to be your go-to thing. But to give it for a routine thing, that's not wise. And they're trying to caution and have dentists tamper down the administration of antibiotics. And because it's too easy to dispense an antibiotic when we're not treating the ineffective and inefficient, timely manner, an infected tooth or infected gums. So that's the dental connection with these antibiotics. And then children especially are being given antibiotics. And, for ear infections and all kinds of sore throat things and so on. And so whenever you have an antibiotic dispense, you really, the data is pretty strong. You really need to be taking a probiotic with it. And now we would recommend a prebiotic with the probiotic. Now, a probiotic is a blend of typically nine really good bacteria. Good bacteria. And these good bacteria are going to be unleashed in your gut and going to clear up the bad bacteria. And where do the bad bacteria come from? We always have them hanging around. And if you have an antibiotic or an antibiotic treatment, you're going to have a outbreak of these bad bacteria, and that's going to cause all kinds of problems. So keeping your good bacteria in check is one of the most valuable things that you can do, especially to your immune system. And now it's also, we're understanding that it has to do, these probiotics are clinically shown to support a positive mood. So the thing about it is that these bad bacteria can affect how your brain responds and can make you feel bad, can make you feel depressed, can also trigger other problems. So getting rid of the bad bacteria, and you get rid of those not by antibiotics, but by probiotics, good bacteria that you can buy. And now we know that the prebiotic is a bacterial and food for the good bacteria. It's like they describe it as planting a tree, and you don't give, or a bush, and it's in bad soil, and if you don't give that tree or bush fertilizer and water, you're not going to have much of a tree or bush. So the prebiotics are going to feed, and they're designed to feed the probiotics, which is the good bacteria, which is going to wipe out the bad bacteria, which may be causing you all kinds of digestive problems and affecting your immune system and affecting your mood. And Dr. Hoberman, however, has moved it to another area, as well as Dr. Gundry as well, that by having the prebiotic and the probiotic balanced, you're going to lose weight. And it's going to make a huge difference in how it's going to control, by having the prebiotic feeding your good bacteria of the probiotic and getting that established well in your gut, it's going to cause you to eat less, to have your brain feel satisfied with eating, and the pounds can typically melt away. And this causes you, this is because it causes you not to want these foods that are making you fat, which can be the fried foods, carbohydrates, breads, grains, sugar, particularly sugar, soda water, things of that type. So you can go online and get a lot of this information. It's Dr. Gundry, M.D., G-U-N-D-R-Y, M.D., and he gives a lot of information, helpful information. And, of course, is like any time on the Internet, whenever you take a stand and put something out there, you get a lot of criticism. You get some criticism of, and he gets criticism just because he's a heart surgeon, what does he know, and a medical doctor, what does he know about nutrition? Well, he knows a lot because he's been looking in people's arteries, over 10,000 of them, heart arteries, and he describes he used to be 70 pounds overweight, drinking 8 diet sodas a day, eating the wrong foods, and he decided that he better do something about it, and he did, and this has followed along with this new product called EndoThrive. And he wrote a book called The Plant Paradox, which he goes into a lot of that. So the key point, the takeaway point here is that food gets you into trouble with some of these things. Talks about a lot of things, as well as antibiotics get you into a lot of trouble. And once you take an antibiotic, it messes up your gut, and you want to be sure and get some probiotic and prebiotic and get that on that straightened out and get those bad bugs under control. These bad bugs, once they get out of hand, the good bugs of your digestive tract go into hiding. Now, the interesting thing is that the digestive tract, and we've talked about this over and over and over again through many, many radio programs about how important the intestine and the integrity of the intestine is and how valuable it is to have a healthy, healthy intestine. From as far as your immune system, like 70% of your immune system is made in the gut, 70% of your happy hormone, serotonin, is made in the gut, a lot of other things. It just goes on and on and on. The data is tremendous about how important it is to have a healthy gut. So how do you get into these problems with the gut? Well, you're eating a lot of carbohydrates, sugars, fried foods. We'll talk about that shortly. And then if you're eating foods that are not antibiotic free, for instance, chicken or beef or so on, and they're not labeled, and HEB has gotten really good about this, of not having any antibiotics in their chicken or meat, because a huge amount of the antibiotic industry is delivered to the agricultural food industry. And so when you eat foods that have been raised, like pork or chicken or beef, and it's not pure and kept pure, you're going to, through that, there's going to be antibiotics in that meat, and that's going to affect your gut and going to kill out your good bacteria. So we'll get back to that in a minute. Let me go to the caller and let me talk to Thomas. Thomas, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Dr. Stafford, I've followed this Dr. Gundry somewhat.
Yeah, but tell me what your thought is.
I wanted to ask you what you think about this lectin.
Well, that's been around a long time. I have a book going back, oh gosh, I bet 20 years, that talked about lectin at that time. It's nothing new.
Yeah, but this guy, you can't, I mean, tomatoes, no, nothing with nightshade, no beans, no, I mean, you're looking at the list that you're just not supposed to eat.
Yeah, I know it.
No pepper. I've tried to get a hold of the guy and ask him, can he prove that? I mean, that's a pretty...
He started stretching things there, and that's one of the criticisms of his work. And so,
in this part of the country, a lot of people would go hungry.
That's right, but Yeah, but at the same time, the point that he is making about the gut is all accurate, and having a probiotic and having a prebiotic. If you throw that data out or don't, and just stick with the probiotic and the prebiotic and having a gut that feels good, and that's what I took away from that. But yeah, you're right. That's a stretch. And
That's what scares me. You look at the guy's credentials.
Yeah.
And you look at the theory where all these lectins go in your go through your bloodstream, and they come out like, I'm trying to be nice here. The waste product.
Sure, sure.
From your body.
I understand.
It's coming through your bloodstream.
I understand. And there needs to be a lot more data on that. I agree. I agree with you. But at the same time, I totally agree with the probiotic and the prebiotic, and that the whole thing is that Dr. Hoberman, who is a local gastroenterologist, designed his Endomune probiotic with a microbiologist quite a few years ago.
Well, I've been on that ever since you started talking about it.
All right. Well, then his new one with the Metabolic Rescue, which has the food, the XOS, the exo-oligosaccharides and the Bifidobacterium lactis. But mainly it has the food to feed the bacteria, and that is, you're going to see a whole lot of that on the, that was my point. You're going to see a whole lot of the prebiotic and advertising and media and social media and so on. And like if you, when you go online and you look at the, and you look at the, ratings of all of the probiotics, there's a lot of them out there, and there are.
Oh yeah, there, everybody's getting into it. Yeah,
that's right, and it's, you're going to see a lot more of this, and it's a good thing. It's a very good thing because people can do something about their health, and that was my whole point at the beginning of it. Is that our health? We're going to have to take more responsibility for our health, and that was thing that I made about the article about the Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. And so this to me, and what I've been studying this for a long time, and I've been taking these things myself for a long time, it's really wonderful that this information is coming out about probiotics and prebiotics. So that was my whole point. And yes, I can agree with you there that that's a stretch. A lot of that goes into your blood type even. There are a lot of books on that. But anyway, I think the fact that, eliminating sugar, high fructose corn syrup, enriched white flour, and good oils, eating good oils like olive oil, eliminating hydrogenated oil,
right,
and depending on olive oil, sesame oil, flaxseed oils.
What do you think about coconut oil?
Well, I think it's a good oil. Now, there's controversy around that, and there's controversy in the medical.
Well, when he
field.
Talks about this guy that he started off with, this Big Mac or whatever, he said that's the first thing he got him to start taking, like 2 tablespoons of coconut oil a day or something like that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Presentation.
Yes, and it's supposedly coconut oil and palm oil got a bad rap a long time ago. And I'm a big fan of coconut oil. And one of the reasons is that it can stand a high heat, whereas
right.
olive oil cannot. Olive
right.
oil, once you get it up to a certain temperature, it changes. Now, olive oil is tremendous in its raw form. Everything that you want to eat it on, and eating plenty of it is really good. But back to Dr. Gundry, you know, he was chairman of the heart thing at Loma Linda University, which is a very, very prestigious university.
Right.
And so he's gone out on a limb, and I'm sure he'll follow that up. He wrote his book, Plant Paradox, but of course he's selling books. It's something that he's... physicians are having a hard time making it in medicine, so they're looking for other avenues, and of course he's doing that. But yes, I think you're right. Some of those claims are pretty strong, and I'm fortunate because I can eat anything. I don't have any allergies, but then again, I was raised in the country on a raw milk. We had our own cow, and we had... I just don't have any allergies or things like that. And
I'm a child of the 40s, and I can remember when we didn't even realize, but we were eating free-range beef and free-range chickens. And
everything, right. And venison. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Whole milk. And
yeah, exactly.
We didn't even realize it.
Yeah, we were doing all the good. But anyway, my point is that you're going to see a whole lot about probiotics and prebiotics, and I think it's very, very important that people pay attention to that and start eliminating these foods. Now, one of the things we haven't even talked about and haven't had a chance to, and it hasn't come out yet, I was on watching television, and they had an attorney who is suing in Monsanto for glyphosates
because
of Roundup. Well, it is known, apparently, in the chemical world that Roundup is, and every time you go by a cotton farm, when they harvest, they spray it with Roundup, and it kills all of the leaves. The leaves drop off, and then a machine comes by and harvests the bolls, cotton bolls. And then they take the seeds, cotton seeds, and crush that into oil, and that has potential to have a lot of glyphosates in the cotton seed oil. And I was surprised. I was been checking around with different restaurants, even high-end restaurants, what do they use to fry their food in? And all of them come back, just about all of them. I think maybe Chick-fil-A might use peanut oil. I'm not 100% positive on that, but most of them, regardless of how high-end they are, use cottonseed oil for their frying. So whenever you eat anything of a fried food, the glyphosates are disrupting your gut bacteria. And that is something that you'll probably see more of in the news coming up. They stayed focused on the cancer issue of the Roundup. And of course, I've seen some of my patients who are in the Vietnam War who were heavily involved with the Agent Orange. Some of them had a terrible time, have had a terrible time. Some of them have not had any problems with it. So there again, people.
Well, you know, Bob Webster's been preaching about that for I don't know how many years about the Roundup. And
He has. And it's finally coming to a point where you'll see something about it. So, but back again to the glyphosates and the cottonseed oil that everything is fried in. And you take the children, which is, they live on fried food to a large degree, and their guts are in a problem, as well as being put on antibiotics at an early age frequently. And you see these obesity factors. Obesity's gone up, I think, 30% in 30 years. It's just amazing what's happening. And it's not getting any better. It's getting worse.
Right.
So these are things, I'm glad to see something like this come out. And if it takes Dr. Gundry's book and his YouTube to bring it to force, because Dr. Hoberman has been on the leading edge of this, but he's a small company, a local company, and is up against competition, but his products are great. The Endomune is great. It's inexpensive. And now with the Endomune metabolic rescue, he calls it, for weight loss, but it does so much more than the weight loss. But he does not go into that detail because, of course, like you say, where's the data? So that's the story on that. And that's the message I wanted to get across.
I respect you a lot for your time you're giving and your show, and I know you could be doing something else.
Well, that's true, but this is a public service, and I enjoy it.
Well, I respect you doing that.
I love
it.
And, you know, Dr. Gundry pointed out something that I knew peanuts were a problem because they have a mold that is a problem. But he brought out that males should not eat peanuts because the odds are that you're going to have increase in colon cancer, not females, but males. And that's the first time I'd ever heard that. And I love peanuts. Oh my gosh, and peanut butter, that organic.
Dr. Holloway told me one time about that, about don't eat peanuts.
Yes, yes.
Don't eat peanuts or peanut butter.
Yes. Well, I've known it a long time, but I never had any problems with it, but I'm going to give them up now with that fact of the males and colon cancer.
Oh, my.
So, okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we covered the point We covered the point that I wanted there, which was I've got to have Dr. Hoberman on so he can go into details, because I haven't had him on a long time. But the whole thing is now, and I just got advertisement from Claire Labs. Claire Labs is a very respected laboratory. They've come out with a new probiotic, and they call it Target GB-X, and it's listed as the first probiotic clinically shown to support positive mood. The first probiotic clinically shown to support positive mood. Now, this is something that's been talked about a lot, because the bacteria, the bad bacteria, send messages to the brain, and they want food that they can process, the bad bacteria, so that they tell your brain that to eat more sugar, to eat more refined carbohydrates. And so the communication between these bad bacteria and the connection to the brain is apparently pretty amazing. And so I'm interested to hear, I'll follow this up on the Claire Labs, on this statement that it's the first probiotic clinically shown to support positive mood, and then of course it follows with the prebiotic. And so it looks like if you're going to take an Endomune, you want to get the Endomune Metabolic Rescue by Dr. Hoberman. We handle that. You can get it, also get it at HEB. They go online, and you have a lot of places that you can handle it. The Metabolic Rescue is the food that feeds the good bacteria, the probiotics. And you should notice some pretty good feelings in a pretty short period of time. Like they throw around 7 days to a month. Feeling more energy and supporting possibly a getting rid of your diabetes. Your diabetes medications, and there's just a lot of things that are coming down the pike that are looking very, very good about this. And like in Dr. Hoberman, he says over the course of 3 to 4 weeks, you should notice the beneficial symbiotic effects of Endomune Metabolic Rescue doing its job, improving satiety. That means you're not hungry as much as you were. That promotes a greater sense of fullness and decreasing the amount of food you eat every day, so those extra pounds become much easier to lose. And so it's this is really good news, and it's not an expensive product either. It goes a long, long way. And to be able to lose weight with something like this and make you feel better, and help get your gut under control, your gut bacteria, and get your all of your different problems of your intestine. This is just tremendous, all without medications. And this is some amazing breakthroughs, I think. Well, they're not breakthroughs. It's just things been around a long time. And so it's, I think, well worth it to give it a try and follow up on these things, because I think you're going to see a tremendous amount of material on this, advertisements, social media, television, print advertisements. You're going to see a lot of this. So we've been talking about this for a long time. We've known about the prebiotics, but we've never really had as much data as there is now to make these things happen. So just wanted to bring this to your attention. I think you'll find that it'd be very, very helpful. Let me go to Timothy. How are you today?
All right. How about yourself, Dr. Staples?
Just wonderful.
That is great. What I wanted to ask you about as those pre-probiotics.
Yes, sir.
Which brands were those that you recommended?
Well, the one that I have been using for a long time is called Endomune, E-N-D-O-M-U-N-E. And this was...
Repeat that, please. I'm sorry.
Endomune, E-N-D-O-M-U-N-E. You can get it at H-E-B. You can get it at a lot of pharmacies. You can look it up. We also carry it in our dental office. And then the other prebiotic is Endomune Metabolic Rescue. Now, it is, he's making it, advertising it for a natural effective weight loss, but at the same time, it's a terribly important factor in making the probiotic very effective. So the two together are going to be, I think, a really helpful thing for people. And you can get it at HEB. You can get it at my office. You can get it go online. They have it a lot of, I think they have it in pharmacies and so on. And get Dr. Hoberman is a gastroenterologist. He designed these formulas with a microbiologist. They designed it very carefully. It's
what was that doctor's name again?
Larry Hoberman, H-O-B-E-R-M-A-N, M-D, and he's a gastroenterologist, been around for a long, long time, and he, being a gastroenterologist, he was got interested in trying to get the people the most effective help because it wasn't happening with the medications that they were using. And, of course, one of the things that we had a friend who was being treated for Clostridium difficile, and this person was getting military care, and the person was being loaded up with terrific antibiotics and was getting into very desperate situations. And so, fortunately, the person got to someone who could get the patient off of the antibiotics and onto the probiotics and turn that patient around or turn that person around. Clostridium difficile is a very, very difficult thing. It lives in hospitals. It'll stay on a counter for for 2 weeks. And once it gets established, it's a very difficult thing to get rid of. And it comes from, clindamycin typically, because the Clostridium difficile is a bug that is harbored in the body. It breaks out when you get clindamycin. You get clindamycin typically when a person is allergic to penicillin. So these are things that develop into a real problem, a real world problem. And in addition to that, there are a lot of bugs that are getting into the superbug status that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and hospitals, don't have any answer for. There's some really, really difficult things.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you, basically what you were saying is is the prebiotics, food for the good bacteria?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
And when you take
another question on that, as far as being food for the good bacteria, it's not to where the bad bacteria can feed off.
No.
As well.
No, the bad bacteria are feeding off the stuff that's signaling your brain to feed them.
Okay.
Like sugars and refined carbohydrates. That's the bad bacteria is signaling and your brain, and it's apparently... The studies have shown that the brain is very responsive to these signals coming from these bad bacteria, and so it moves you to make choices, food choices, that are going to feed those bad bacteria, so they just grow out of hand, and that's the problem. You get into a cycle. So getting back to the good bacteria and getting supplements with a probiotic, and then getting prebiotic food for the good bacteria. They're going to do their job and close out the bad bacteria.
And that's awesome.
That's the way we're set up, and it's beautiful. It works. It really works. And this is, you're going to see a lot of articles about this and a lot of television programs. And so it's a good thing that this message is getting out, because it's, and that goes back to the fact that, you need to get your immune system in the finest shape that you can get it. And then, of course, this goes into your oral health. If you have any infection of the gums, if you have any failing root canals, if you have any infected teeth, getting everything in tip-top shape is so important, because it all feeds together. The bacteria.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you as well. It was some other products that I went over to your office. I believe I was Cherry Ridge.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Area,
yes, sir.
And picked up some products from you all different times. But I want to thank you, because you said a key thing is getting the information out there.
And that's right.
You are a key player in many to us here in San Antonio, because this is not just the first thing you have spoke of. You spoke of so many other different things.
Well, I appreciate that.
That have been an asset to others. And I just tell you this here, in 99, I was in my early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate a lot of nuts. I love nuts, all kinds of nuts, pecans, everything like that. And I was having a bunch of issues, but I came anemic.
Yep.
And I didn't know it, but what happened is I had colon cancer on the verge of going into the fourth stage, because it already had protruded through the colon.
Oh, goodness.
But I never had heard so much that peanuts could be a possibility. But that was in 99.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, I thank God for one, is I didn't have to, even though they couldn't get it all, I opt some adjustments on the chemo and really stopped it after a while. But
great.
He was able to recoup. And
well,
I don't have any issues to this.
That's
day.
Great. And you know, that's exactly what's happening with all the big pharmacy companies. They are doing night and day trying to figure out how to stimulate your own immune cells to eat up the cancer. And of course, the best way to affect cancer cells is to get rid of the sugar in the diet as much as possible, because cancer cells love sugar. And that's what a PET scan is. They give you a slug of sugar, and it goes right to the cancer lesion, and that's where they can pick it up. So getting rid of sugar and refined carbohydrates out of your diet is how you're going to keep cancer cells tapped down. And also oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. And that's where the sleep apnea comes in. And the screening for sleep fractured breathing, because cancer cells do not like oxygen. They like to huddle down and get into real quiet places, out of the way, eat on their sugar out of the diet. So a lot of things can happen with our own immune system, and that's interesting. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, though.
For calling. Appreciate the call.
Well.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, time goes by in a hurry. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your comments. I enjoy bringing this information, because I learn so much, and I've learned from my listeners. They bring me things all the time that are interesting sidelights to our programs. But getting this information out is something we have to do. Thank you so much. Have a great week, a great Memorial Day, and we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.